I do love living here. I love the vibrancy of the place. I love the fact that overall it's quite friendly. I mean, we're a mixed community, and my experience is generally that people get on. I mean, I do like all the cultural things that go on. It's got a long history of migrant communities coming in here and leaving their stamp and contributing different things. I mean, historically it's all very interesting. I think the mixed community and the histories of people that have come here from different parts of the world, you know, the Huguenots, the Jews, the Bengalis, Somalis. Historically, there's been a vibrant East End community as well. I mean, some of that was crime as well associated with that, and that's to do with it being a poor area. But now I think the vibrancy, cultural vibrancy, is what makes it really special. But the differences between the wealth and the poverty side by side in this area is shocking, and that is characteristic of the area too nowadays.
I like the fact that it's got a massive amount of history, and it's really, really interesting. You've got everything from like Jack the Ripper tours to the Bell Foundry to Brick Lane, and I like the sort of artistic vibe that East London has. The history of East London is amazing, and I think that when you combine all of the parts of its history, so you've got one of London's oldest synagogues almost next to one of the UK's largest mosques and learning centres, which is on top of what was once a sort of artistic haven in the 1980s, and I think that all of those things together make it really special.
Well, I was bred and brought up here, so I've got all my local friends here from school, college, from university. Just meeting, greeting everyone locally. It's quite nice to be with the same community, and it's just friends and family all around, so it's good to have that community feeling. You've got a lot of parks and things open and stuff, so I suppose that's quite good too.
So they have like few places where you can actually buy fresh vegetables, which people grow like in the gardens. You have a farm in here as well, like with the animals and children.
I like that this area in particular, especially East London, like there's a lot of places to go shopping. Like, you know where to go to get like the best deals. Living here for so long, I know exactly where I need to go to get scarves for cheap, to get shoes, the best shoes kind of thing. I know where, like, you know, obviously places like Shoreditch as well, there's all these trendy new shops that are opening up. So I'm kind of really loving the shops available, and you know, like the clothing types and things. There's so much here. I know I'm kind of expressing shopping, but it's just kind of the things I'm interested in, so just got flow with it. I think the thing that makes it special and unique is the multiculturalism, the diversity here. I think that's what makes it. If you go to other parts of London, obviously you have different communities like based everywhere, but it's just here you can have like so many different all at once kind of thing, and I think that's what makes it very unique, because people come here specifically. Why do people come to East London apart from the shopping? We've got Westfield here, like, let's be honest, apart from the shopping side of things, you got so many different, you know, different clubs and things opening up. Shoreditch is becoming more hip and trendy. There's a lot more people like from west that are coming around here as well, so it's attracting so many different people from like the nation almost, and it's like a hotspot for different shops, and it's amazing actually. I don't think I'd ever move out of it, if I'm honest.
Oh, it's a wonderful, vibrant community. It's very multicultural. It's got a wonderful, rich history, and it's also so near to the centre of everything. It's fabulous.
I don't like living here. I don't think I can answer this question.
So I like it that there is a big market on the main street, and that close to my flat I've got this library and also really nice artisan bakery. Well, definitely that feel that is like one of the Middle Eastern countries, so you kind of see how that culture is like without traveling all the way.
Well, I love to live in here because, you know, lots of people in here, and there's university, international students. I'm also international student, and I'm the Asian, so there's lots of Asian community in here, so I love to live in here. See lots of Cockney people, you know, the tradition, and you can live with them, and you have lots of experience.
The architecture, its history.
The multiculturalism, because I'm not used to that, and in my opinion it's a good stuff for a big city like London, because you can exchange experience with other people from another culture, and of course it's very good, it's a very good experience. It's unique for the markets, because there are a lot of very nice markets for food, because I can experience food from different parts of the world, different recipes, different flavors, it's very nice.
nostalgia. The market, you know, the market, Brick Lane on a Sunday morning, it's great.
Yeah, it's really good.
I actually walked down here, instead of getting the bus, I walked down here just to get the feel of the market, you know, it's great. I mean, you've always got something different. In Brick Lane on Sunday morning, the flea market, there's always something down there. It's really good. This London, East London, I mean, you've got the Blind Beggar, the Queer Twins. You've got the Royal London, John Merrick, the open man, you know. And you've got, like, down Brick Lane here, you've got Yorkshire Ripper. I mean, they're all combined. I mean, you know, this place here, East London, it's a famous place. You know, really, it's really famous. You've got loads of stuff going down here, you know. There's always a camera crew down here as well. You know, it's all good. I mean, you wouldn't get that in the West End, no.
Well, I like it that it's a mixed area. I like it that it's relatively cheap. It's quite exciting. And the other thing is, whenever you're in an area, you get to learn that area, know that area, so you know all the good things about it. They're hidden in the back corners and things like that. It's got a really nice history in terms of the labour movement and socialist stuff, right the way back through to, well over 100 years ago. Mm. I mean, it's sort of, politically, it's a weird place because it's been a major immigration area for a long time. And that means that people are coming here with the politics of their own original countries. So it means that the normal tribalism of British politics is somewhat diluted, and there's more openness to not being part of the Labour or the Tory, or to a lesser extent the Liberal tribe. It has its counter effects, because often things that are happening in faraway parts of the world have got a major influence here in terms of the alliances between people who work with each other. And you don't know really why that's happening and what's going on, because you aren't up on what's happening in Bangladesh or China or whatever, and you don't understand the meaning of it. So it's very open, is the counter side to that, because you get influences from all over. I mean, for example, we had one of the first Communist Party MPs here shortly after the Second World War. That wouldn't have happened anywhere. So, you know, we had the George Galloway. George probably wouldn't have got in anywhere else, partly because of the Muslim population, the feelings about the war, but also because the tribalism between Labour and Tories isn't so strong here as it is in other places. So you find that there's actually scope for being broader. On the other hand, it can get very frustrating if you're actually in one of the main parties like I am, and you know, and you've got to fight much harder. There's nothing specifically unique about it. It's probably one of the highest areas in terms of not ethnic diversity, but it's quite monocultural. It's white British, and it's Muslim, mainly from Bangladesh. So it's not multicultural in the sense that London's multicultural. It's got people from all over. But it does have an interesting mix of two very different cultures there. And we get the benefits of the joining there. We've also got large Vietnamese population, Somali, Chinese, various other places, all to do with having people coming here because of the docks as first generation immigrants. So it's at the far extreme of having lots and lots of people who aren't white British. So every area is nice when you live there and such like.
Well, it's very diverse. I really like it, and very close to the central London as well. Now you don't have to really travel a lot to get central London, and whatever I want, I need, everything is very close by. It's really vibrant. A lot of diverse people live here, and I feel like this is the center of the world. It's really special.
Different people, like the cultures they bring into our lives, the life, the restaurants, the different vibes we get. It's the whole diversity and the ethnic of the people living in the area that makes this area completely unique and different. And that's been one of the poorest boroughs of London. They have got a turning point coming through.
The people are still good, so like lots of markets, like the one on Whitechapel Road, Ridley Road as well. I love that that's still really popular. Everyone's really friendly, like you could stop anyone on the street and they will talk to you. Like, no, I'm too busy. Everyone will give you some time.
I live right next to the park, Vicky Park, and there's canals, so you can, if you want to cycle places, mostly, but locally, you can cut through either the park or the canals, so you don't really have to cycle too much on the street. It's fairly near the river as well. Of course, if you go a bit further up, you've got the marshes, you've got the Waltham Stove, you've got loads of the Epping Forest if you go a bit further. It's just like, you know, the best of both worlds. It's difficult to say it's unique, but special. I think the mix, as everyone will tell you, you know, you look straight out there, you've got all sorts of cultures, which maybe not everybody likes, actually. I do, and I'm apologetic about it. And like I say, just a mix as well, in the fact that if you want a busy city, if you want nightlife, it's there. If you want to escape, literally 5-10 minutes on a bike, then you're not in the countryside, obviously. It's wilder than the countryside. The countryside is mostly like farms anyway.